The International Vice President of the Church of Scientology has responded to allegations that his church is a criminal organisation. Senator Nick Xenophon used parliamentary privilege last month to declare that Scientology is not a religion but a criminal organisation which covers up offences and abuse by its members. The Church of Scientology's Vice President says those allegations have already been investigated. Bronwyn Herbert reports.
Its status as a religion is fiercely contested, but the Church of Scientology is undisputedly one of the world's fastest growing groups, as Reverend Bob Adams explains.
From one church in 1954 to we're in 165 nations now, we have 8,000 churches, missions and groups spread across this fair earth of ours.
And that includes about 250,000 Australian members. But many of the church's former followers have raised serious allegations of abuse. South Australian Senator Nick Xenophon used parliamentary privilege last month to detail some of the cases.
There are allegations of false imprisonment, coerced abortions and embezzlement of church funds, of physical violence and intimidation, blackmail and the widespread and deliberate abuse of information obtained by the organisation.
Reverend Bob Adams is the Vice President of the International School of Scientology based in Los Angeles. He's been in Melbourne this week for the World Religions Conference. He says the claims of a cover-up are unfounded.
It's not that the allegations aren't serious charges. The fact of the matter is that they're unsubstantiated rumors. Many of these so-called charges or allegations are very old. I mean, 12, 15 years ago, these incidents occurred, were thoroughly reviewed, any investigations were made, follow-up.
One case involved a Brisbane man who paid $25,000 to the Church of Scientology before he took his life. An interim coroner's report found that the church had sent the man's files to the United States deliberately so that the information could not be handed to authorities. Senator Xenophon called for an inquiry into the church and its tax-free status after raising many allegations of criminal conduct. One victim of Scientology quoted by Mr. Xenophon stated that women were taken into offices and bullied into having an abortion.
That's somebody's statement of it's totally false. There's no proof whatsoever. No one has come forward and said, here's the proof.
Reverend Dr. David Millikan is a minister of the Uniting Church in Australia. He also lectures on alternative religious movements at Charles Sturt University. Reverend Millikan says the High Court of Australia recognised Scientology as a religion in the early 1980s.
The question is, are they breaking the law or not? That is what needs to be established. I know people who have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in Scientology. And at the time that they were spending that money, they believed that this was providing them with various forms of protections and technologies that would allow them to recover themselves.
The federal government has ruled out supporting a Senate inquiry into the Church of Scientology. A spokesman for the Senate leader says the taxation commissioner and the police should deal with the allegations.
Bronwyn Herbert with that report.